You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
One of my favorite things about our podcast, Laura, is that we get to explore such granular topics of American Girl. And today's episode is a facet of American Girl and many people's experiences. Do you want to tell our listeners what we're talking about today?
Yes, Lindsay. We're talking about something that has honestly nothing to do with American Girl dolls or American Girl merchandise. We're talking about the pen pal phenomenon that didn't just exist in the world of the American Girl magazine, but was very prominent for the early years of the American Girl magazine because they put out a call to action for girls to submit their info if they wanted to become pen pals. And I think this is also just a time in our culture, if you will, that having pen pals was kind of a trend. So whether you found a pen pal through like school or maybe even like Girl Scouts, I could see them fostering those types of relationships, or through the AG catalog, like I think many girls did. It just seemed to be something that was kind of like a hot thing to do at the time.
It really was. This was like before a time where the internet and email and AOL was very common, and having a pen pal was really an outlet to talk to somebody that you most likely didn't know or had like some loose connection to and get to know and enjoy the gift of getting a letter and keeping up that relationship in a different form of friendship, really.
Absolutely. There was something so exciting about receiving mail at that age. And then also, I think that was a time, you know, around probably the ages of like 9 to 12 for me was a time where I really enjoyed writing. So I had a journal for some of that time. I did have a pen pal briefly, not necessarily in the traditional sense, but, you know, a long distance friend that I kept up with by letter. And I do remember like also friends sending like postcards and letters if they went to camp or on a long vacation and you didn't get to see them for a while. So I think whether or not you had a formal pen pal, this like idea of like letter writing and correspondence was just really magical at this age. You had a pen pal as well, Lindsay, did you not?
I did. I had a pen pal named Kimberly, and I believe I first was introduced to her at school. I think Kimberly went to a neighboring school and we actually met on a field trip. And then I actually had her at my birthday party one year. I just remembered this, like thinking about what her name was. She came to my birthday party, which I believe was at AC Moore. Are you familiar with AC Moore, Laura? I don't know if it's
is that a hardware?
It kind of sounds like it, but it was a craft store. It was like a Michaels.
Okay. Okay.
And
okay. Yes.
That was like my heaven growing up. I loved AC Moore. And I know it does sound like a hardware store. I don't know if it's like a Connecticut thing, but
I've heard of it before. It definitely existed in my New England environment, along with a store called Craft Mania.
Ooh, we didn't have Craft Mania, but I bet I would have loved that. But yeah, AC Moore is really fun. They would host birthday parties there. And I want to say we made like tote bags, maybe, something with puff paint. I don't remember exactly what it was, but Kimberly was there. I could very vividly remember her in photos that I haven't seen in 20 years.
That is amazing. I definitely got to like see my pen pal a couple times over the years because we started off meeting in person, but, or did we? Maybe we didn't. Maybe we started off exchanging letters. I honestly don't remember, and there will be no way for me to find out. But I feel like meeting them in person is such an a niche thing. I don't know how many people actually ever did that.
Right, totally. Well, I hope the pen pals we have on today get to meet in person at some point. But Laura, we put out an Instagram post a few months ago asking about if anyone had an experience with pen pals through American Girl. And we received such a great response from people in DM over listener voicemails, which we'll be playing at the end of this episode. But we also received such a special email exchange from Jill and Paloma, who are pen pals through American Girl magazine, going on 30 plus years of friendship. And we just had to have them on.
Yes. No, 100%. Their messages to us were so heartfelt and wonderful, and it's incredible that they are like the ultra pen pals. They have been pen pals since they first were connected by American Girl through the ad in the magazine. And we interviewed them to hear all about how they've kept this correspondence alive over what has now been 30 years.
It's so incredible. I'm so excited to share with our audience their story.
Me as well. I think everybody's gonna love it. And make sure you also stay tuned for more stories from AG Pen Pallers that will play after our interview.
Jill and Paloma, welcome to AGW.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
We're so excited to talk to you guys. And you had reached out to us via email. And I remember Lindsay told me right away, she was like, you need to look in our inbox right now at this incredible story we just got. And so we have just been dying to talk to you. And, you know, what a better way to kick off our episode about pen pals than with two of, I think, probably the most iconic instances of pen pals that I've ever heard of in my life. Do you want to start out maybe by telling us each a little bit about what your experience was like with Pen Girl around the time that you became pen pals?
See, I was thinking about this because I have been listening to your podcast and the different ways people got introduced to American Girl. It was actually my grandmother who introduced me to American Girl. I remember going to my grandmother's house and she presented me with a copy of Meet Samantha, the book, and an American Girl catalog. And she's like, thought you might want to look at this. And so, of course, and she knew this very well, but that led to me asking for Samantha for Christmas. And that was actually when it was just Kirsten, Samantha, and Molly. And the magazine came a couple years later, I believe, because I was been in third grade then. And then, yeah, I was in fifth grade when the magazine first came out. So I was like early subscriber to
Yeah.
American.
Amazing.
And
We love when a grandmother introduces the world of of American Girl.
common trajectory for
Right?
sure. Probably
Yes.
the one paying for it. I mean, let's be
Yes. They were targeting them for sure. For sure. Paloma, what about you? What was your entry point to American Girl?
I remember, I think I was maybe 7 or 8, so same time probably, and it was just the first three dolls. My mom gave me the catalog leading up to Christmas because she says I was a hard kid to get Christmas presents for. But I was absolutely enthralled with these tiny little accessories and these amazing like historical dolls. And so my first American Girl was also Samantha. And I think I got like the Christmas dress. I don't remember for sure, to be honest. But I was just over the moon, and every single Christmas from then until I was like very old. I always wanted American Girl stuff, and yeah, when the magazine came out, that it just hit right at the right time for me. It was kind of a that bridge between like being a kid and being a teenager. It really spanned that gap, and so I was also probably an early subscriber as well, and very into it.
Definitely. Love that you both had Samanthas and you were both drawn to her. But
Yeah, I
like,
don't think. Yeah, I don't even think I realized you had Samantha. I remembered you had Addie, but I couldn't remember if there were others.
yeah, I did have Addie. I see, I thought you were a Molly person.
Oh my
God, I
goodness,
love
too
this.
funny.
Right? So in the American Girl magazine, when it first launched, and I don't know what year this went up until, but they used to have a little part in the magazine where you could receive a pen pal. And what you would do was fill out an index card, and maybe you could actually share a little bit about the process and what actually ensued.
Yeah, I think it was at least at point that we did it, it wasn't even like a regular feature. It was just like a one time, here's the opportunity to send us an index card. And I was obsessed with writing letters and getting mail. So I was like all in the minute I got it. And I remember that part of the deal was that the only thing American Girl was promising is like, we will try to get you someone your age, but other than that, no guarantee. It
Wow. What did you have to put on the index card?
was like your name and address and your age, and I don't
Okay.
remember if there was anything else. It was pretty basic.
Interesting. All right. So you just
Yeah,
had
that's all I remember as well.
the very, very basic details. So no information, no like hobbies or anything like that.
Yeah,
Wow.
and they actually it was actually set up that you would get two pen pals. And I remember that being a bit of a confusing process because like they would just send you somebody else's index card and then somebody else entirely would get your index card. Because I remember I got Paloma's index card and I remember being like, wow, California. Because there's nothing like more just mind-blowing to a girl in East Tennessee than California. And so I had another pen pal who was in Michigan, I think, and her name was Jennifer something. That one didn't take off. Like there were just a few letters and then that petered out.
It wasn't meant to be with Jennifer from Michigan, but it was meant to be with Paloma from California.
Actually, how it went down.
What's funny is I think that my other pen pal, the one whose card I got, I think her name was Jennifer as well. We also only sent like two or three letters. I wish her well.
Oh my God. That's funny. I mean, it's really smart on American Girl's end to set up the system like that. Like in my mind, I thought it was just like an even exchange. You would get, the
Same.
reciprocating persons, but it makes sense in case there is a situation like that where it does fizzle, like there's still another opportunity for a successful pen pal match.
Yeah, I think I thought that it was going to be an even exchange and then was a little confused. And I think they ended up having to run a follow up and be like, here's how this worked. You got two pals from them. A lot of girls who were like, wait, why did somebody buy my index card and I got a different one? And oh my
Fair. I
gosh,
mean,
that
the
is so
logistics of
funny.
it, right? Like, I
Yeah.
just think about like the person like organizing it and orchestrating it. Like, just I think there's a lot of moving pieces where it makes sense to kind
Yeah.
of simplify it a bit. And yeah,
Yes.
that's so
Yeah, I
interesting.
imagine. Yeah, I have always just imagined that they must have had like big crates of in like where they sorted them by age, and then were like, okay, this one goes here, this one goes here.
I kind of wish I could have been part of the process. It sounds kind of fun.
Right? I know. I want to like track down the person who had this as their job and have them on and then reunite all of you together to share like what a beautiful friendship match they made.
That would be great. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you remember some of the topics of the early letters that you were both writing to each other?
I remember getting Jill's first letter, and it was beautiful with so many stickers. And I was just like, absolutely. And I think different colors, you always wrote with different colors. I was just enamored instantly. But we also, I think we had so many shared interests. Like we both like poetry, and we that's one that I really remember a lot. Just talking about writing, we kept journals and things like that. I feel like a lot of it was just kind of getting our figuring out kind of how we were similar and how we were different.
Wow.
I think probably one of the first things that I wrote in that first letter was like, my favorite books are, because that was very important.
Yes. Yeah, we're both major readers.
Yes.
That's
Oh my
wonderful. Do you
gosh.
remember like how often you were writing to each other?
I feel like there was typically a pretty significant gap because the letters were more long than they were frequent. So it's like, have to get one letter, read through it, and then take the time to write a thoughtful reply. And
Many, many pages of thoughtful reply.
yeah, actually, we had a tradition of many, many PSs.
Yeah. I think you started that. That was another thing that I was just like, oh, she's so brilliant.
was always like, yours till, and then some really extreme thing. Yours till pasta flies out of the refrigerator and doesn't, or something just really absurd.
That is so funny. It would be like,
Yeah,
PS, da da da, PPS, and just keep
on and
going.
on and on for pages.
That's so cute. Did either of you save any of the letters that you received?
All of them in a large box that I still have and have moved with me so many times.
Wow, that you
It's
still
actually when
have.
we hit, yeah, when we hit, what was it, 20 years. 20 years of friendship. I was like, I'm gonna make a book. Like, I'm gonna put like photocopy these, put them in order, and send it to Jill. And then life happened. I got a baby instead or something. and didn't do that. So now we're at what, 30 years, 30 something years. And you know, still on my to-do list.
Wow, that's incredible that you have all the letters still.
Yeah, and I saved most of them, but my organization system is not nearly as great. Like they are in probably multiple boxes in storage somewhere where I can't get to them easily, but I know they're there. Like at point I will and sort. And Paloma, you sent me a picture of the box recently with all my letters, and all I can think is like, oh my gosh, that's like another series of journals. Like I still have all my journals that I've kept all my life, but there's, I'm sure, a whole different, a whole separate account of all the teen angst and
So much
boy,
angst.
yeah, and friend drama. And that was the great thing about having a pen pal, especially one far, far away, because it was like, I can write about the boys at school that I like or might like or I'm thinking about liking, and I can write about all the ways in which my best friend pissed me off and not gonna get back to her. And nobody else at school is ever gonna know. And it's like a
Wow.
diary that wrote back.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's such a good
That
point.
is
And
so
like,
true.
right? Like, it's so needed at that age, too. Like, to have someone that, like, can be there for you and listen, but is like a bit like removed from the situation where you could be completely honest.
Yeah, I think that's what was most special to me is it came at a time when I was struggling a little bit socially with kind of that transition from childhood into adolescence, and friendships were changing so fast and I didn't understand what was happening. And I think that having somebody that I could talk to who wasn't watching it happen,
Right.
but also could hear my perspective on
Yeah.
how on what was happening was really refreshing. And just it felt very I don't know. I don't know what the word is. It just felt very accepting, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of like honestly is it is sort of like a diary that answers back to you in the best way possible. It's so incredible that you guys managed to keep that correspondence going for so many years. Are there ways that your relationship evolved since you initially started writing letters with, technology then kind of evolving also kind of quickly, like eventually texting and emailing becomes a thing. Did that change the way that you were communicating at all?
Eventually, because I know now when I have like a thought of like, oh, I need to ask Paloma about this, I typically will send a Facebook message. But for a long time, I think that was a weird thing, is that we were never really sure how to navigate the
Yeah.
logical thing. Like, I mentioned to my therapist that we were going to be doing this podcast, and it like blew her mind when I was like, we've never actually spoken to each other out loud. She's like, I've never talked on the phone, really? Oh, and largely that was habit because, like, in 1993, you were not going to make a phone call from Tennessee to California. That was just like
Right,
out of the question.
right. You'd have to pay for
Yeah,
that,
you have to pay for that, and they would be very mad. Oh my
totally.
gosh.
So this is the first
Yes.
time that you're speaking. We're on Zoom right now. This is the first time that this interaction like this has happened.
I remember when I first got AOL Instant Messenger and found Jill on there. I don't remember how we found each other, but we did. And it was so amazing and mind-blowing to not have that big long delay between
Yeah.
writing a letter and the other person receiving it. And so we went from writing these huge like 11-page sagas to each other to like, we could just sort of chat a few little lines here and there. And it really changed it a lot. I mean, and then as we went to, as we got into kind of, I guess, adulthood and things got busier, we kind of kept in touch via just social media in general with the occasional,
I think
Facebook chat.
mainly after kids that that's happened, because I'm
Yeah.
still sending letters like throughout my 20s. I remember actually
Yeah.
I was working in a call center at one point in my 20s, was writing a letter, and like my coworker was like, who are you writing to? And when I told her, oh, it's my pen pal that I've had since fifth grade, and she was like, what? Pen pals in fifth grade were things that a lot of people had, but most of them didn't keep in touch. So
Yeah, I
it's
remember a lot of letters that I would start and then, like in grad school and things like that, start letters. And then so much time would pass that by the time I got back to like finish the letter, I'm like, that doesn't even, that like, that's all irrelevant now. I have to start again. And
right.
so I think my letter writing was a little less consistent through those years, but I always wanted to.
Yes, fair enough. Do you think now that you two are chatting like virtually, that'll continue, or are you gonna stick to your tried and true communication?
I was like, I think even though we chatted on Instant Messenger a lot, like we specifically avoided email because we were like, if we start emailing, we'll never write letters. But
True.
we haven't writing physical letters so much lately, so maybe we
Yeah. For
start a new
maybe a decade.
I understand though, like maybe the desire to keep it almost like in this one space, because I feel like there are so many areas of our life where I feel like we're called upon to be like on, like with especially like with a lot of like remote work, it's like you're on camera all the time, like we're on FaceTime. Like it is nice to have some friendships where you are texting like to check in once in a while, or maybe like sending like a voice note even, or you know, maybe you only interact with them on social media. So I totally understand maybe the inclination to, you know, keep it in sort of like the pen pal adjacent sphere, because that's how it started and that's where your friendship kind of blossomed. So it kind of like keeps the magic of it, I feel like.
Totally.
I think my only other question I would have for you guys is, because I think you both mentioned that you have children of your own now, would you ever try to, not even necessarily with each other, but just because this has been such a formative experience for you both, would you ever want to encourage them to start a pen pal relationship if that were ever to be available to them?
I have tried, actually. I've tried to get my daughter to write letters or seek out a pen pal program, but I don't think it's something that she's all that interested in, which, as I guess she's grown up in a world where technology and communication are at your fingertips. So
fair. How old is she?
She's 12.
Okay. Do they still have pen pals like they did when we were growing up? Was that ever something at her school or outside of that?
During COVID, my church did like a pen pal match up to get people within the church to write letters back and forth. But that's really the only like pen pal, like that's the only time that that's been a phrase in her lexicon. But she had like a friend from preschool who moved away, and they sent a couple of letters back and forth, but they haven't written lately. And it's me who's like, hey, don't you want to like send Walker a letter? Or just like my friends from my school laptop. And I'm like, yeah, but same.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like the technological landscape has changed so much. My kid has friends in Australia and Canada and the UK, and they, you know, they meet via gaming and things like that. But they talk to each other on Discord. So I guess technically they're pen pals, but it just feels so different because it's so casual and it's so instant, you know. So
that's a really great interesting point. It's like really wild to think about the access people have to meeting people all over the world. Like that was just not an option at all. Like when I was growing up, pen pal was the exciting like mode to communicate with people outside of my hometown. I didn't have an American Girl pen pal, but I did have a pen pal that was set up for me by the school that I went to that I was able to meet in person. It was like a class exchange of pen pals. And that was so, so sweet. Laura, did you ever have a pen pal?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I ever did. I think I did, but it was a little bit different than a traditional pen pal. So I had some neighbors growing up that I would play with a lot that were a little bit younger than me, but they had a cousin that would come to visit them that was exactly my age, and she lived in Boston. I lived 45 minutes outside of Boston, which felt like a world away at that point. And so our moms helped facilitate kind of like a pen pal relationship between us. So we would write a few letters back and forth, probably only did it for like a year or so, but we would send pictures too sometimes, which was really fun. We would sometimes also send each other like little Christmas gifts too, or birthday gifts.
Cute.
But I wish it had lasted longer, but I do think that there are, to Paloma's comment, like so many ways for kids to like have community with each other now virtually that I think actually like, you know, having like the Discord or like all these online like groups and communities that exist. I think American Girl would be very much like happy and proud that people are still engaging in that way, even if it's not like through traditional written communication, even though I do think there would be something very gratifying about having a pen pal, even in today's day and age.
Yeah.
There's something really magical about getting that letter addressed to you in the mailbox.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
One thing that's kind of funny to look back on is I think there was a couple of times that we had like friends of ours in regular life write notes. Do you remember
I
that?
don't. Oh my gosh, we did that?
Like somebody, I remember some male friend of yours writing on your letter that was like, "Hey, Paloma talks about you all the
I was probably writing letters in class instead of, doing whatever I was supposed to be doing.
I one day piece of paper around to all of my friends and made them each write something.
Wow.
Some of the strange and probably inappropriate things.
Well, that's why it's great to have them to look back on.
Right? I know, a little pen pal humor. I love it.
I don't know, thinking back on some of the things I wrote to Jill. You were like my confess all.
Yeah. I mean, what a great outlet to have, though.
Yeah, and even in adulthood, I said this in the email, but Paloma was the first person I told when I found out I was pregnant.
Oh my God, that's so wonderful. That's great. I love that so much. Yeah, I do feel like revisiting the old letters can probably be like really gratifying, but also kind of embarrassing. Like if you've ever gone back and read like your old journal entries and
Oh
you're
my
like,
gosh.
what was my
Yep.
deal during this time? Like the drama. I feel that way even if like Facebook shows me like an old Facebook status I created. I'm like, are you
Oh my God,
serious?
right?
Like
I wrote a
literally
letter
me.
to myself at age, I was maybe 15 or so, wrote a letter to myself at age 30, like to open when I was age 30. And when I didn't find it when I was 30, but I found it when I was like 35, and I couldn't open it. I couldn't read it because I was just like, I knew the little teenager that was in there.
I
Oh my God. So you
know.
never read it? I never read it.
Oh my God, Mama, that is so funny.
I think that now that my kids are getting to that age, my oldest is 13. I like as a mom, I have so much more empathy for that like awkwardness
Yeah.
and the cringe.
For
But when I think about my
real.
own self,
Yeah.
it's a little
Fair
hard.
enough, as do I. Like all of my diary entries from like middle school, or even I used to have this American Girl book called Pages in Pockets that you would fill out like about your life and all the different like I don't know, all these different categories like family, school, friends. I remember writing it like I was gonna read it back in 20 years and think I was like cute, but it is just pure cringe. Like it is so like trying hard to be cute, like, and it's just horrendous. I always had like the mindset of like, when I'm famous, someone's gonna read this, and like, oh God, it's just
Oh, see,
embarrassing.
I think that is cute. I don't have the ick for your young self, Lindsay. I think that's
Oh
very
God,
cute.
I
Me
don't know.
too.
I have major ick.
I think other people probably would think it was cute, but well, this has been so wonderful getting to chat with you guys about your pen pal experience, and we're so excited to share this with our listeners.
Yeah, I had always thought at one point, at some point, I was like, at some point, we will send a letter to American Girl and have them write a feature on us. But I never imagined there would come a day when the magazine would be no more. So that's very sad to me.
I always thought that
Absolutely.
American Girl should like fly us together to meet somewhere in the middle. I don't know where that is, like Arizona or something, but fly us to the middle so we could have lunch together and like actually meet for real.
Yes. Oh
Yes.
my
Oh
God.
my
This has
gosh.
to happen. Oh my goodness.
Well, I was gonna say, I hope someone from American Girl sees this because I think, the magazine is no more, but we're talking about communities, and there's quite a robust community of American Girl lovers online. So I hope that they see this, and I also hope that this conversation inspires other pen pals to let us know if they still have a relationship with their pen pal, because I think it is truly just a testament to the types of, I think, really wonderful conversations American Girl was fostering with the magazine at that time. It was just so impactful.
Yeah, maybe we should try to get our kids to write to each other, see if that They know of each other. We refer to them as fairy god siblings.
Yes. I love that. Oh my goodness. That is just so special. I am just so honored and grateful that we were all connected today to chat about your experience as pen pals and just, yeah, the friendship that has lasted so many years. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, I think I wrote this in the initial email we sent, but truly this relationship has just been one of the most impactful and important friendships of my life. I mean, I know that's a strange thing to say about someone you've never met in person, but it's just been something that's been there consistently supportive, and I can't even express how much I appreciate that.
Aww. Definitely outlasted a lot of those friendships at the time. The best friends that we were complaining about, that we were bitching about to each other.
Yeah, as it does in life, I feel like.
Well, it's a solid foundation.
It's kind of had to be vetted by writing about them.
Right, exactly. Good thing they didn't get to meet you guys in person, because then you might have beef with some of the friends that had not been spoken so highly of.
I feel like there was always kind of a, like, we knew, or at least I felt like I knew that, like, this was a space where you could just say whatever you were feeling, and you could be mad and say the mad thoughts that wouldn't, you know, didn't necessarily translate to the friendship as a whole or the person that you were talking about.
Right. Safe space.
Yep, exactly. This has truly just been such a joy. Thank you both for sharing your story with us. I'm sure this might inspire a lot of former pen pals to maybe reunite. And I don't know, we're here for it. Laura, maybe we could set up a pen pal finding service with.
Yes. At the very least, we'll have a post, because we need to hear other people's pen pal stories, but maybe we'll have some people reconnect. That would be great. I think Jennifer might reach out after this.
I'm not positive, but I think my Jennifer was also from Tennessee. And so that like added to my confusion about, wait, who are these two pen pals? How did I end up? I don't understand.
Oh my gosh.
So
well,
my Jennifer, you're from Tennessee.
we hope they reach out.
Okay, hi, my name is Elizabeth Messina. I wrote in to American Girl magazine, it was probably like 97, and I got a pen pal named Julia from Wisconsin. I'm from right outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we wrote very often. She moved all over the world throughout our childhood and our youth. And I met her, we kept in contact, and I met her. She came to my wedding and gave a beautiful speech. We still text, like, at least once a week. Been trying to go out and visit her in Wisconsin, but with COVID and having a little kid now, it's been difficult. But, you know, planning on seeing her again soon, and we keep in great contact, and she's been, like, a really great friend of mine.
Hi, my name is Taria, and my pen pal for a while, over 30 years, sent me a DM with this information. We have been pen pals since the third grade, and I am 41 now, so I'm not good at math, so I can't really remember that. But the interesting thing is we've been pen pals. We've never spoke on the phone. We've never met in person, and it was ironic that my pen pal lived in Washington, D.C. at the same time as me, and we never still met up. We wrote each other from the third grade all the way till college. We pretty much keep up with everyone, with each other's lives via social media, but we still never met or talk on the phone. We just use the old-fashioned writing pen pals. And I'm so grateful for American Girl to connect us together. And I want to share another funny story. I remember I was either in high school or college, And I told my pen pal, Emily, that I wrote Oprah Winfrey about two or three times to see if she could connect this and we could be on her show. So I just wanted to share that funny story. But the Oprah Winfrey show never got back to me. But I just thought it was super cute that we've never met and we just sent each other letters.
Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.